I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. It's The Rough Draft Diaries Thanksgiving special. As per our tradition, we meet with a local chef as they share a twist on a classic Thanksgiving recipe. This year, I met Chef Andy Lawrence. She's the owner and the main instructor of Foodology, which offers laid-back recreational cooking classes for all ages. In the past, we've cooked mainly side dishes, but this year, since it's our third Thanksgiving special, we're going to try a main dish.
So we are making Cornish game hens stuffed with a Parmesan wild rice stuffing. So the concept behind this is that if you're looking for something a little bit more non-traditional to do for Thanksgiving, or if you have a smaller family and you really can't justify cooking that whole huge turkey and having all those leftovers, Cornish game hens are a really nice option because it's just a little less meat, but you still get that kind of a meal that you wouldn't normally eat on any weeknight.
A Cornish game hen is essentially a baby chicken. You can find them at any grocery store. The other ingredients we need would be a cup and a half of cooked rice. Chef Andy uses a cup of white rice with half a cup of wild rice, but she said you can use whatever rice works best. Brown, basmati, jasmine, whatever you have. You also need heavy cream, chopped mushrooms, chopped onions, that's a half a cup of each of those, 2 cloves of garlic, 1/4 cup of Parmesan cheese, some olive oil, salt and pepper, and some herbs. In this recipe, Andy uses thyme and basil, both dried herbs.
So I'm going to start off by getting our stuffing going. So I'm going to start off with just a little bit of olive oil in my pan and let that heat up. And then I'm using today sweet onions and shiitake mushrooms. So they're, again, a nice earthy flavor, which is what I'm going for, is some homey, earthy flavors here.
You're gonna keep the onions and mushrooms frying on a low heat until they're soft and translucent, but not brown. Then you can add the 2 finely chopped cloves of garlic.
So I'm just gonna kind of move this around the pan.
Next, it's time for the herbs.
So I didn't put a lot of measurements in the recipe of herbs because I really feel like some people love a really herby, earthy flavor, and some people really don't. And a lot of my guests and customers ask me, how do you know which one to use? So I think that really the only way to know is to really practice with herbs and use them often, experiment in your cooking. So I'm gonna do just a little sprinkle of kosher salt and black pepper. And my personal favorite herb is thyme. And then here I'm gonna use a little bit of basil as well because they do go hand in hand pretty nicely.
The next step is to add the heavy cream and then the cheese.
And we're almost gonna create a base for our stuffing. If there's one time a year that you don't wanna skimp on calories, it would be Thanksgiving. So this is heavy cream right here, which is most restaurants, it's their secret weapon. And I'm gonna let that reduce down. So I want it to simmer as it reduces and it's gonna thicken up a little bit. And then I'm gonna add some Parmesan cheese. And I'm gonna go ahead and mix this all in. And you're gonna watch it get really thick. And that's exactly what we're looking for, almost like an Alfredo sauce.
The only thing left for the stuffing is to add the cooked rice, mix it up, set it in the fridge, and let it cool for about 30 to 40 minutes.
So this can really be made a day, 2 days, 3 days ahead of time. Probably the longer it sits, the more flavor you'll get out of the herbs and the mixture that you make.
Now that your stuffing is finished and it's cooling, you need to debone the Cornish hen by cutting out the backbone, the breastbone, and the rib bones. Make sure to leave the wing, leg, and thigh bones in. Don't worry, we'll give you a more detailed account on how to debone a Cornish hen in a moment, but let's pretend you've already done that. The next step is to create a foil collar.
And really all I'm doing is just taking this foil and I'm folding it, and you want it to be between 1/2 inch and 1 inch wide. I'm gonna fold it quite a few times so it's nice and sturdy.
Your tin foil will eventually look like a long ruler, and you'll use this to keep the hen in place while it cooks. But first you need to stuff the hen. With the hen lying open in front of you, grab about 1 cup of that rice stuffing. Mix it in your hand so it makes a loose ball. Don't pack it too tight. And then simply place the ball in the middle of the hen and fold the hen around the stuffing, almost like closing a book. Then simply place the hen on a greased deep pan.
We're gonna put our seam side down and tuck them all in really good. So this is probably the trickiest part of the whole thing, is getting this to cooperate for you, and that's where your foil collar is gonna come in.
You're gonna wrap the foil collar around the bottom of the hen, right where the pan is. This kind of holds the chicken in place, almost like a fence.
And so as it cooks, that foil collar is just gonna keep it looking exactly like that, so that when it comes out, it's a completed product that looks exactly like a turkey on Thanksgiving Day, that's a full turkey. But when we cut into it, we won't have so many bones and so many issues there.
Once your hen is fit with its foil collar, add the rest of the stuffing, anything that's left over, around the hen on the pan. Then last but not least, mix together some olive oil and some herbs and rub them on top of the Cornish hen. Again, Andy used thyme and basil. Then it's ready for the oven.
So this would go in the oven. We want to do fairly high heat so that we can get a nice color on the outside. So a 400 degree oven for about a half an hour to 45 minutes is really all it takes. So, you know, again, versus a turkey that might take 6 hours in the oven or 4 hours in the oven, you have a nice quick cooking product here.
After baking for about 30 to 40 minutes, let the Cornish hens rest outside of the oven for about 5 to 10 minutes before slicing and drizzling with your favorite Thanksgiving gravy. And that's it. That's this year's Thanksgiving special here on the Rough Draft Diaries. Now, if you had a little trouble following the recipe without any visuals, don't worry. We have a behind-the-scenes video online with Chef Andy. We'll show you how to cook the whole recipe over again, and you'll also get a step-by-step instruction on how to debone a Cornish hen. But for now, again, that wraps it up here on the RDD. Again, I'm Haley Taylor. Thanks for listening, and make sure to have a wonderful holiday weekend.